Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 bull sale Saturday, March 2nd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special guests this year include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 88 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com, www.mcsauction.com, or call 405-382-7678. 405-382-7678.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. As the newly appointed Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur understands supporting the needs of Oklahoma agricultural producers is a primary responsibility of the position. In order to uphold this responsibility, Secretary Arthur plans to prioritize understanding the challenges facing producers by seeing agriculture in action. Secretary Arthur announced recently that she will embark on a series of tours and interactive public events that will allow producers to share their successes as well as their challenges.
We have sent out a notice to folks to invite us out to your farm and ranch, be it your processing facility, maybe in. And that's, you know, it, no matter how big, how small, we want to come out and talk to you about issues you might be having, be they regulatory, be they labor challenge issues. Some of those might be federal issues, but of course we want to work with our federal partners to see if there's ways that we can help address those. I think the best way to learn from folks, though, is to go out to their property, see what they're doing, see how the agency can be a resource, and just have a dialogue. Sometimes there's ways that we approach regulations from the State Department of Ag that maybe don't make sense to a producer. Are there ways that we can adjust our approach to still meet the threshold that we need to meet, but make certain we're helping them stay in business and contribute to the economy?
Arthur explained that one of her primary goals is to address an issue of growing concern that is occurring not just here in Oklahoma agriculture, but nationwide. According to Arthur, many members of the younger generation that grew up in agriculture are leaving the industry to pursue other opportunities. She believes part of this is due to a lack of accessibility or opportunity for younger, unestablished people to viably engage in the industry. She hopes in speaking with producers around the state, she can identify possible solutions that might foster a friendlier environment for this demographic to succeed in.
I think that's a huge thing for us in agriculture, not just here in Oklahoma, but across the United States. We have some really talented young individuals, but they're choosing to pursue other career paths. And we want to reach out to them and say, we want you to stay in ag. We want to give you those opportunities, give you those resources. We have a big job ahead of us to continue to feed a lot of people. And I know we have the talent in our young adults. We just have to make sure we're having that conversation and that dialogue so we can bring them back to rural parts of the state, but other parts of the state as well, and that they continue to be great ag producers like their family has been before them.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's your chance to see a Superior Video Livestock Auction live and in person Thursday, February 21st at Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 7:30 a.m. for the Superior Sunrise Show. Video auction itself starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 48,500 head of cattle will be auctioned off. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information. Remember, it'll be broadcast live from Embassy Suites, South Meridian, in Oklahoma City this Thursday, February 21st.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.